This is the Met Weekly Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Scott Williamson, Artistic Director of Opera Roanoke. We're in for an absolutely charming afternoon with everyone's favorite princess with a glass slipper. It's Cinderella. But not just anyone's Aschenbrödel, as the Grimm Brothers' German version is called. Today, we're talking about the Metropolitan Opera premiere of Massenet's 1899 fairy tale adventure, Cendrillon. If you know any piece by Jules Massenet, this sublime song without words is probably it. Here's the Meditation from Thaïs, conducted by Yves Abel. That was Massenet's most famous tune, the Aria for Violin from Thaïs, the third of a threesome of operas Massenet wrote at the peak of his career in the 1880s and 90s, starting with Manon and Werther. Cendrillon is based on the classic French version of the fairy tale by the 17th century author Charles Perrault. His collection was a prototypical storybook when it appeared in colorfully illustrated issues, the books themselves like works of art. In opera, Cinderella, this most popular rags-to-riches fairy tale, is most famously represented by Rossini's bel canto romantic comedy La Cenerentola. Unlike most versions, Rossini explicitly asked his librettist to replace the magical or supernatural elements with a more rational, enlightenment story, so his Cenerentola features a philosopher rather than a fairy godmother. Massenet, as evidenced by his love of exotic and faraway land settings, was perfectly suited to the fairy tale worlds of the palace and the kingdom, the magic, the stepmothers and fairy godmothers. Here's how he conjures the world of his title character, with a melancholy depth and atmospheric tone which tells the listener that we are somewhere special when we enter this character's world. Listen as Cinderella sings her name for the first time, Cendrillon. Frederica von Stade, known affectionately as Flicka to her fans. While both Rossini and Massenet wrote their heroines for mezzo-sopranos, they divvied up the comic roles differently, with the French opera saving its satire for the character actor mezzo role of the comically wicked stepmother. Rossini used basso buffos for the comic bass roles in his Cinderella, the father and the philosopher, respectively. Massenet also has a pair of comic relief characters who are more than mere entertaining caricatures. Here is the grand entrance of Madame de la Haltière.
Ce soir, j'ai bon espoir.
That was Jane Barbier, Tomorrow, you can hear the inimitable Stephanie Blythe sing the deliciously wicked stepmother in Massenet's version of Cinderella, the subject of our latest WVTF Music Met Weekly Preview. I'm Scott Williamson, Artistic Director of Opera Roanoke. Massenet has always been known and loved for the beautiful shape and effortless-sounding simplicity of his melodies, as we've already heard. He was equally adept at creating atmosphere. Here's the entrance of the Fairy Godmother, sung by an appropriately ethereal-sounding coloratura soprano. That was Ruth Welting as the Fairy Godmother in Act I of Massenet's Cendrillon. The magic realm of the fairy world gives the state-of-the-art opera house like the Met a wonderful opportunity, and this new production by French director Laurent Pelly has garnered worldwide acclaim. Taking advantage of the state-of-the-art resources available to him at the Opéra Comique in Paris, Massenet exploits the range and colors of his orchestra and the resonant corps de ballet, which the brilliant and influential impresario Albert Carré had assembled for the grand spectacles for which French opera has always been renowned. That was one of the dances from the Act II ballet of Massenet's Cendrillon, with Julius Rudel conducting. It's followed by another of Massenet's homages to his past and the fantastic long-ago and faraway fairy tale world he so vividly evokes. Here are some of the ball guests in a madrigal-style ensemble that is equal parts nod to the Renaissance and to the famous gypsy quintet from Bizet's Carmen, a key influence on Massenet and his generation. Next, we meet the prince, who sings an impassioned aria, cluing us in that he's the one. And then, in a striking move, Massenet turns our attention to Cinderella's entrance by cutting off the orchestra and stopping the action with an a cappella chorus. Massenet could craft a scene in sound with the best of them. That was Cinderella's arrival at the ball from Act II of Cendrillon. Spoiler alert! Prince Charming and Cinderella do meet, and this being opera, they fall in love. Not so much at first sight as at first duet. Act 3 finds Cinderella back home, amidst the domestic drama. One of Massenet's tender human touches is the music for Cinderella and her father, the otherwise comic baritone, Pandolf. That was Jules Bastin and Frederica von Stade as father and daughter in Massenet's fairy tale opera Cendrillon. This is the Met Weekly Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Scott Williamson. After agreeing to leave for the country with her father, Cinderella confronts her inner conflict. In her impassioned aria, Seule je partirai, alone I will depart, she decides to leave the house alone and escape to the magic oak tree of the fairy godmother. Of course, the prince just happens to be wandering near the same magic oak tree. Though unseen, the lovers can hear each other and embark on a most striking duet, their two different types of mezzo-soprano voices blending in a symbolic unison. That was the Act 3 love duet for Cendrillon and her Prince Charming, who both fall asleep, charmed by the fairy godmother and her minions, as the act closes. In another brilliant musical dramatic stroke, Massenet orchestrates a colorful March of the Princesses as the prince orders the kingdom to find his beloved, she whose foot fits the glass slipper. the classic sounds of the harmonium in that march from the final scene of Massenet's Cendrillon signals that we're in for a harmonious and happy ending to this week's fairy tale opera, live from the Met, here on WVTF Music. I'm Scott Williamson, Artistic Director of Opera Roanoke. Thank you for listening.